Welcome to Wholeness and Holiness Podcast. Here we will deepen your understanding of human and spiritual integration so you can live the life of peace and fulfillment God has for you. I'm your host, Margaret Vasquez. I hold a degree in theology and am a licensed professional clinical counselor and certified trauma therapist. Join me weekly for practical applications of the spiritual life. No part of this audio is to be used as mental health treatment or clinical advice. Please see a licensed mental health professional for personal consultation. Hi, and welcome to Wholeness and Holiness Podcast. I'm your host, Margaret Vasquez, and we're continuing today to read from the book Fearless. We're on the chapter on powerlessness. Before we start, just want to remind you to check out sacredhearthealingministries.com for information on 1 week individually tailored healing seminars and online human and spiritual integration workshops. Continuing today with the chapter on powerlessness. From Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 7. Have among yourselves the same attitude that is also yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness and found in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. The common denominator throughout almost every experience that causes us suffering is that of powerlessness. As people, we have a limited ability to affect change in situations that are difficult for us or for those we care about. This in no way diminishes our fundamental value. It is simply part of the human condition. We come into the world almost totally powerless. As we grow and develop, we gain some power. We have to learn to navigate our abilities without running over others, literally and metaphorically. Even though our ability to cause change increases as time goes by, we still have limitations. These limitations can at times mean inconvenience for us, and at other times, they may lead to great suffering. Regardless of our age, we always have a limit to our power. What we do with our powerlessness greatly affects our spiritual life, peace, and joy. If we meet times when we don't have power with pride, our self-reliant response will fail. Our failure leads to shame, and shame leads to a desire to hide. When we hide, the isolation can lead to disconnection and deeper suffering. We don't have to look very far to see this pattern in people of all ages when faced with challenging situations. There is a better response. When we can choose to accept the fact of our helplessness and meet the difficulty with gratitude that all will be used by God as a gift for us, no matter how painful it may seem at the time. When we choose this way of interpreting a difficult situation, our faith and hope in God transforms the very same situation. Even though from the outside it may seem that nothing has changed, our ability to stay aware of the truth that God is with us and for us can help us to remain at peace. St. Francis of Assisi had a particular devotion to Jesus' incarnation, the suffering and death on the cross, and the Eucharist. He was awestruck by the humility of the omnipotent God, who chose to make himself powerless, to stoop down to us and raise us up to him. In doing so, Jesus gave us these three profound examples of how to embrace our own powerlessness. When we have times when we are painfully out of control, we can take consolation in the fact that the Lord understands our experience, and we can trust that he is present to us through them. They can be occasions for intimacy with him if we choose to endure them with him. There's something about accepting and even embracing our powerlessness that prevents us from complicating already difficult situations. Walking through the trouble with Jesus enables us to reject the temptation to put inordinate pressure on ourselves or others to fix things that are beyond our control. Once we've done all the Lord has asked of us, we lay the experience at his feet with hope, not for a particular outcome, but hope in him and his goodness that we'll use the trial for our good. This is a very ironic time for me to be sharing this chapter, and so I'll share situations going on in my life. In the past 3 weeks, the engine on my car blew up. Thank the Lord it was covered by warranty. My relatively new MacBook crashed. Thank the Lord it was also covered by warranty. And then I sustained a concussion, my ninth concussion, not covered by warranty. And this is all at a time where I have a lot going on with work. Just and I usually have a lot going on with work, but even more so than normal. And so there are a whole lot of situations that are now all in flux because I've not had my car for 3 weeks. And it finally hit a point yesterday where I realized I'm going to have to rearrange a number of things that I do not want it to reschedule or actually cause me to have to inconvenience others. And that's always really difficult for me. But I think particularly yesterday when talking to the garage and expecting them to have my car to me by this weekend at the very latest, it's kind of actually expecting it by today. And since they remain so, let's say, less than helpful, then I think it reached such a power of, or such a place of utter powerlessness that that ironically, I went to bed last night with a greater peace than I've had in a long time. I think there was just lacking power in this way or that way or this way, you know, with the concussion and the car breakdown and the computer crash and those kind of things. So still kind of flailing about trying to regain some power over the scenario, and lots of moving parts and pieces and just all of them unresolved and all of them over which I have zero power. And yesterday when it reached a point of realizing it's completely powerless, I actually had more peace, like perfect peace, because it kind of finally hit like there is it's pointless to grasp at power in this situation. So just facing this day in a totally different stance, a stance of peace. I guess the steering wheel has been completely literally and metaphorically wrenched out of my hands. And so it's kind of interesting though how life does that. We can, even though I marinate in this world and when I'm working with other people and looking at powerlessness and how much we grasp at that. And, you know, I wrote those same words that I just read for you in this podcast, and yet how easy it is to slip back into trying to have power in situations. And yet when we face those situations, recognizing, you know, powers in a lot of ways, it's an illusion and fleeting at best, and really just surrender to the Lord and how he's going to use the situation for our good, knowing that his wisdom is so far, and he's really incomparable. And just trusting the situation to him, then what at even a lesser point was a point of suffering, cranked up to the point of forcing me to surrender, that has brought me to a place of peace. So I just encourage you to surrender that grasp for power faster than I have in this situation, and trust in the Lord and his goodness. There is no, as St. Bonaventure would say, there's no greater good that can be conceived. So trust in him. He is good. He is for you, and he is with you. Trust in his power and let him act. And may the Lord give you peace.
Thank you for joining me for today's show. Please subscribe and share and check us out on wholenessandholiness.com. Follow and like us on social media. And to learn more about Sacred Heart Healing Ministries, please go to sacredhearthealingministries.com.